What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, it's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are live at Care First Arena. That is the new home this season for ESA, the artist formerly known as, and the new general manager of the Washington Mystics. Jamila Weideman is with us. Jamila, good to see you.
Great to see you.
Happy opening day.
Thank you so much.
So what's the feeling for you? Like, you've been waiting on this. Everything you and your team and the coaching staff have been working on since you got hired has been building to today, and then obviously what unfolds after it. But what, like, when you woke up this morning, how'd it feel?
Oh man, I'm so excited for our players, for our coaching staff to get out there, and I think just show what we've been up to. There's been a tremendous amount of hard work on the court. There's been a lot of incredible chemistry building, both on the court and off the court, and there is just nothing that replaces game day jitters. For me, if I don't have them, I'm worried.
Yeah, no, I feel that. Although, I don't know what you can do with them. I was having this conversation with actually Hal Hirschfeld from the Washington Spirit earlier today. She's missed the last like 6 weeks hurt, and she's had to watch games from a suite, and she's like, it's terrible. It's the worst. And I told her, literally, you know, when I talk to coaches who are former players, and in your case, a general manager's former player, at least when you played, you could do something. Like, have you been in that kind of competitive thing? You worked in the league office. You've done other non-basketball things. Have you been in this situation where you care this much about a result and there's not anything you can do about it?
Listen, I'm with her. Sitting and watching does not touch. At least thinking that you have the ability to do something with them. So maybe the lesson is, even if you can get out there and compete and run around, that's not always successful either. So, but at least you have the shot. So for me, you know, it's all the process of looking out and realizing that the way that you're a part of it now is in many ways as a witness. You have to let go. You are behind the scenes. You are finding ways to support. But at the end of the day, you are handing over all the right things to the players who should be at the center of it all. And the truth is, like, they also come up and create in ways that you didn't anticipate, that our coaches didn't teach, that weren't part of the plan. And that's sometimes where the magic happens. And so in that let go is also just, I think, vesting a freedom that opens up possibilities for everything.
That sounds interesting. Is there a story there that you can tell us?
Well, I think any sport, any great game is this incredible alchemy of things that you think you can control and know, and that kind of magic that happens in the building when everybody knows they're watching something that could neither be anticipated or ever recreated. And those are the moments that our fans talk about. Those are the moments that players talk about, you know, phrases just being in the zone, being in the flow. Folks that walk out of the arena and say, I could try to describe it, but I can't. You had to be there. those are really the moments that, that we play for and that we cheer for. And I think those become possible because you let go.
Yeah, Jamila Weideman, the Mystics general manager with us here on the Hoffman Show, the author of one of the greatest You Had to Be There moments in D.C. sports in the last ever, will be in the building tonight. Jaden Daniels is going to be here. Lamar Jackson is also going to be here. I've been told Wale is going to be here. What's that mean to you as the GM of this team to know that you've built or are a part of something that is that exciting, that it has entered the sports mainstream, that the biggest stars in town, the biggest stars in the region want to be here?
This is it's exactly what we hope for. I mean, D.C. is a sports town. That there's excitement around it that is drawing folks out is incredible. That we have fans in those guys is amazing. It's really, I think, it examples what's happening across the W all over, which is honestly taking 25, 26, 27 years of a foundation, and we're all on a rocket ship at this point. And of course, there is that foundation, but there's the fun and the joy of getting to share the game differently than it's ever been shared. And I'm really proud of that, and I'm really excited for our players who are in many ways the ones responsible for that to get to benefit from it now.
I don't know what the first step is in building a rocket, so I don't know what the exact analogy is supposed to be. But whatever that is, you were one of the original players in this league. Like, do you take time to reflect on that, or in a weird way, is the league so unrecognizable in a good way now that it doesn't even feel like it's a continuation of that story?
It's both. I look out at our practices sometimes, and when I see the level of play, the level of athleticism at every single position, the skill sets that are in, you know, players who are 6'2", 6'3", 6'4", we didn't have that except for a few players here and there. And so what used to be exceptional has now become the norm. And that means that we've lifted the floor of our game up to the ceiling, which means there's a new ceiling now. And so even as it's all connected, it's kind of fantastic to look up and not recognize it. I think that's how it should be.
Speaking of some 6'4 players who can do some things, Aaliyah Edwards and Shakira Austin, both not going to play tonight, injured. I saw them both working out, so it would seem like there's hopefully good updates. What can you tell us about where they're at and how quickly we can see them back on the floor?
Yeah, we're really excited about both of them. I mean, looking at the off seasons that they've had, both of them at Unrivaled, obviously.
By the way, I gotta get Aaliyah to do us a solid here.
Look at
that. We've talked about it, but we're going to have her sign this.
The Miss Jersey.
And then this is going to hang behind us in the studio.
That's fantastic.
We got props. Take that, other radio shows.
Listen, I hope she gives you the time of day. If I know Aaliyah, she will.
She's already agreed to, so we're good. We just have to find the actual time. She's a busy lady. You got her working.
Listen, I do. But both of them putting in great work, being the great teammates that they are, incredibly present during camp. You know, I think both of them, for our younger players, have been great examples, and it's going to be amazing to have them back out there in the live action.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sonia Citron makes her debut tonight, third overall pick. When someone's the third overall pick, like, they're pretty darn good at basketball, but stylistically, Sonia is not the person that you'd archetype as a third overall pick, because she was seen as kind of a role player at Notre Dame, but she, like, her role is be good at everything. What have you seen from her so far, and what do you think she's capable of here in this rookie season?
Yeah, I mean, I'm of course biased.
Of course, you did pick her. She was your first ever draft pick.
She was, and she also shares the draft pick that I was drafted as the number three. Thank goodness. She's much, much better than I was. Much, much better selection.
Revisit your answer on the evolution of the game.
I think of her as a steal at the third pick, and I think you're right. To call her a role player is a compliment in the biggest way. She can play with any lineup out there. Doesn't matter who you put her out there with. She makes them better. As I've watched her, I realize that she generally makes each mistake exactly one time because she learns that quickly and is so attentive, and her IQ, basketball IQ, is just so high. And she's a competitor. You add that to an athletic frame, size that can compete and defend at a couple different positions. And then also remember that she is just in her first year.
Yeah.
And so as good as she is, as talented as she is, we want to make sure that we give her plenty of room to get out there and grow.
The thing that struck me about her when I chatted with her on Media Day was her self-awareness. Like, she is so clear. And I talked to Niel about her, like, the specialness of her as a person just stood out in a way that was like, whoa, that's different. So I'm excited to watch her grow. All right, last question for Jamila Weideman, general manager of the Washington Mystics, with us here on the Hoffman Show. I ask this, if I have a GM, a coach, whoever, at the beginning of a season, like, how do you define success this season? I'm sure you've thought about it a lot. I don't know if you verbalized it, but I'm going to ask you to here on the radio.
No, it's a great question, and you got to have an answer to that, because everybody has to be moving in service of that answer. And I think for us, it is certainly to, I think, play in a dynamic and exciting way that really taps into the talent that we've got. And we want to do that for our fans. We want to do that for this city. And I think that comes from working incredibly hard and prioritizing our creativity. So I think that's one metric of success for us, is that when we're out there, we're a team that you want to come watch. I think the second metric for us is to get better every single day. I believe we have the fewest minutes ever played on a WNBA court for any WNBA roster that's out there. And if you call that young, or you call that having less experience, I call that incredible opportunity. All we're going to do is grow. And that's, I think, really, really exciting for us.
No doubt about it. Can't wait. Starts tonight behind us. 43 minutes on the clock right now. Jamila Weideman, general manager of the Washington Mystics. When we come back, we're out of show. We're wrapping up next. Anthony, we can skip what's trending, and we'll be back with real things next here on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.